Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to another Listener Into Lead podcasting tip, where I'll be sharing 30 tips on how coaches can begin to nurture listeners into leads while positioning themselves as a trusted authority with their very own podcast. Want to get leads and business from your podcast? You're in the right place. Hey, it's Anne-Marie and welcome to another Listener Into Lead tip. This is tip number 6. And this is the last of the main mistakes that I made when I started my very first co-hosted podcast 13 years ago, did that for 2 years, and then even continued to do over the years with the other podcasts that I had. So I'm sharing these mistakes with you so that you can avoid making them and therefore not have to go through the frustration that I did, but rather launch your podcast and start generating real results from your very first episode. And this tip is not to let your message get lost in the noise of your own podcast. What do I mean by that? Well, I've made this mistake several times across a number of my podcasts, and I see this happen time and time again too. Again, going back to one of the other mistakes that I shared was tip number 3, and that mistake was comparing podcasts to mainstream radio. And like what I did that, and other shows have done that too. Other podcast hosts and businesses have done that too. So what they ended up doing was they got together a number of guests, interviewed them, and then at the beginning or the end or right in the middle or somewhere along those lines, they would put a little ad in there about their own business and hope that someone would hear that, and then they would hope that someone would go, oh, I need that. I'll give you an example. So there was a fitness coach that had started their podcast but was really struggling to generate results. So when I asked them, well, what's your strategy? Who are you interviewing and what is the overall goal of your podcast? Well, obviously he wanted to generate clients for his fitness programs, and he thought, you know, if I target business owners, they'll want to get healthy, and so when they're healthy and feeling well, they're more likely to, you know, have more energy and be more productive, and productivity is important when building your business. And so he thought, well, I'm going to interview other businesses about all sorts of different topics, and then at the end I'll share, by the way, if you're a business who needs a fitness coach, this is how I can help you. But he wasn't really generating results. But let me just back up. He was interviewing these businesses about all sorts of different topics. Now, if he was a fitness coach, don't you think that his podcast should have been focused on businesses with their health, with their physical well-being, with their nutrition, if as a fitness coach, nutrition and exercise were really important, so that the podcast itself was creating a platform that was focused specifically on the content around fitness, nutrition, exercise, targeting businesses, so that, you know, someone who was listening to that podcast would know that they're listening to it because they want that information. And so therefore, he's creating a highly niched audience of specific business owners who are struggling with their health. There's things that are happening to them, and therefore that's why they're listening to the podcast, versus just getting random business owners talking about lots of different topics, too broad, and therefore, you know, kind of throwing some ads in, and hopefully a listener will, out of the audience, will go, hey, I actually do need a fitness coach, when maybe the topic that you were talking about was SEO or something. No relationship to that. Someone's not going to go, hey, I'm interested in listening to this podcast episode, which is on SEO. So you can kind of see that there's huge disconnect. Do not let your message get lost in the noise of your own podcast if your whole strategy is not focused to a highly niched audience, and a highly niched audience has a highly niched topic or theme of topics, which sits under what I call a beautiful umbrella statement: promise of value, promise of expectation. Get clear on your message. Make sure your podcast is highly niched with the topic and the guests that you have. Do not ad stack, as I mentioned in a previous mistake. Monetize your own message, but don't do it in a way where you're getting all of these guests and then you're throwing an ad in there. That's kind of throwing mud on the wall, you know, hoping that one of the listeners will go, yeah, I actually need a fitness coach. When the topics that you're talking about and the guests that you're having and the overall name and positioning of your podcast is anything but fitness. For business professionals, for businesses who want to make a bigger impact in the world, make sure your podcast is themed and positioned so that you can step up onto that virtual platform and begin to build a highly niched audience of your ideal clients that you can continue to build, know, like, and trust with. So that was tip number 6, the last of the mistakes. I'll see you in the next tip. Do you feel like the world's best kept secret and thinking about starting a podcast to build your visibility and reach? Or maybe you've started a podcast, but you're just not generating the results you'd hope for. Go ahead and access my profitable and purposeful podcasting masterclass, where I'll show you how, with the right strategy in place, you can begin to nurture listeners into leads from your very first episode. Go to www.podcastingwithpurpose.com/listener-into-lead. That's podcastingwithpurpose.com/listener-into-lead.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.